Blog Talk Radio.
It's supposed to start automatically.
And that is Saturdays. Now, we got a hot one going on. Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens look like they came back a little bit. I just missed it. I just turned it back on, but I had to start the show and all that. I just found the Cannonball Run music, and I just said, you know, I haven't heard this song in a million years. You know, it's kind of pumpy kind of music, and so I just downloaded it real quick, about 10 minutes before we came on. So, anyway, we do have a lot to talk about. Again, we've got what's going on now. We got another game coming on here pretty soon. We got a whole bunch of games tomorrow. Red Zone is going to tilt. I mean, they're gonna explode. There's so many games tomorrow. Six. Early games, and then seven late games. And then we have the Sunday night game, which is going to be a great game. The Buffalo Bills are going to defeat the Miami Dolphins. It's just that way. I put it in the book. So anyway, we do have a lot to talk about. Let's bring Seth on board. Seth, my good friend, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday, and I'm losing my voice again.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
Well, hey, your Steelers are, they're not wanting to give up. They came to play. They didn't care about, they're not intimidated. Well, what's his name? Jackson is out. So
oh,
I don't know if that really means
No. Actually, Skeet, I've talked to Steelers fans all week. And when we were 7-4, things were looking great. If you would have told us that you might end up 10-7 only because the team that probably hates you the worst is the Ravens, and it's always a tough game. It's a very physically violent game. Actually, a lot of players get hurt, but they're going to give up because they've got the number one seed wrapped up in the AFC. I'd be like, are you kidding me? How do we go from 7-4 to this 10-7? But we got Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
I like him.
Throwing the ball. And you know what? Until everybody figures it out, this guy scores points for us. And the Steelers didn't even score 20-plus points for, like, offensively for – I don't even know how. This kid already is doing like 30. So,
hey, you know, I think he brings a bigger spark than Pickett.
And it's okay. Pickett is still a great story, but my goodness, look at this, the offensive weapons that you have. You have Warren, you have Najee Harris, you have Freiermuth as a tight end, you have Deontay Johnson, you have, you know, blah, blah, blah in the wide receivers. This team can score. And this defense, the Steelers defense, T.J. Watt is just one guy you need to talk about before you go to the rest of that defense. It's a real team. It's a real playoff team.
Here's how Pittsburgh can get into the playoffs. Pittsburgh has to win tonight, and Buffalo needs to lose tomorrow. Or Pittsburgh wins and Jacksonville loses or ties, or Houston-Indianapolis tie, or Pittsburgh ties, Jacksonville loses, Houston-Indianapolis doesn't end in a tie, or a Jacksonville loss, a Denver win, a Houston-Indianapolis doesn't end in a tie.
That's why, like, right now, if you want to figure out playoff possibilities, it's a little easier. But the AFC is a total mess. You don't know. But like what's going to happen with the Detroit game later tonight, if the Steelers and the Lions win these games today, then it really puts a different perspective on every single game going into Sunday. It really does.
No, you're right. You're
right. We'll see. I mean,
got a shootout here, man. It's raining, and it's 7-7. They're in the third quarter. I mean, it's been raining the whole game, and I'm in New York, and it's a horrible mess. It's horrible weather, and tomorrow we're going to be really super ugly. But um, Pittsburgh, I mean, if you would have thought at the beginning of the season, like you were saying, would I think that they would be in an opportunity to get 10 wins? I would have said, no, they're not doing nothing this year. Hey, for whatever reason, they turned it around, man.
No, you know? And once again, everything looked against Mike Tomlin not having a non-losing season in Pittsburgh. This now marks 16 years.
Yeah.
16 years. This guy has been an NFL head coach, and he doesn't have a losing season. His worst season is
Belichick has 19, and I think it's Don Shula. No, I think it's Landry. It's either Landry or Shula. One of them has 21 seasons of winning season. 21. But Belichick has 19, I think, or 18. I mean, but 16
It's just a major accomplishment. I really, as a Steelers fan, I don't want this guy to go anywhere. I always want him to be our head coach. I'm comfortable with him being the head coach. We don't need to change that in the Steelers organization at all.
Well,
Rudolph
next year, maybe he challenges Pickens, or maybe Rudolph goes somewhere else. Who knows? But, I mean, Rudolph is showing a bigger spark than
That's the mentality of Steelers football. Is it's kind of like a blue-collar man's game.
Oh, it's definitely.
And, hey, you're getting paid to do this job, bro. We need you tomorrow. You got to start that line. And he's doing it. And on top of it, this dude can launch the football. But it's the NFL. So now all of a sudden they have tape on you and they start watching what you're having success. And like I said, this game, the Ravens and the Steelers, these teams, I don't want to say greatly dislike each other. They hate each other. It is brutal. It is horrible. Like, and especially at the end of the year, you just really hope if your team is going to the playoffs, some of those guys survive. That's it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things that can happen. Now, Seattle, they could have had this all wrapped up. Cincinnati could have wrapped theirs up. I don't know what up with Seattle, but look, Green Bay has to lose. And you know what I love? Here's what I love the most. And this is why I'm going with the Bears over the Packers. Because the Bears have the attitude of, if we ain't going, you ain't going, and which will be the second time 2 years in a row that Green Bay, all they had to do was win,
right.
You're in, and they got beat by Detroit last year, Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
And now they're going to get beat by the Chicago Bears. I love it. Yes. And then Seattle has to win, and we can get in. But, no, I'm really looking forward to that game. There's some good games tomorrow. So, if that was the case, see, right now the Packers play the Cowboys. First game, if they went to the playoffs today. So we would get that. We would play the Cowboys. Rams play the Lions. which is good because, you know, I don't want to play the Lions because I don't want to root for the Seahawks because I want to root for the Lions. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're not rooting for the Lions?
No.
No. Come on, man. They're finally coming back to you. They're coming back and they're saying, Daddy, we missed you.
No, I was forced to be a fan at an early age. But seriously, the Lions are actually a really fun team to watch. Their defense can come alive here and there. They have two great running backs. They have great wide receivers. They have a all-star, all-pro probably rookie tight end in LaPorta. And yeah, they are actually a fun team to watch in the NFL. It's so weird when I talk to fans across a broad spectrum, and they're at home and they're playing against the Lions and they're already talking about, this is a crap loss. Why did we have to play them this year? And I'm like, I've never heard this stuff. Do people realize the Lions didn't have an away game win in over two seasons plus? And now we're hearing that, like, this is a totally different vibe for the Lions. And I'm going to really say something ahead of time. I will feel really bad. All this momentum, everything you've done, and it should work. It should work. You're going to have one home playoff game in a long time. And all of a sudden, watch it be against the Rams. And Matthew Stafford, this Rams team, has been on fire, and they just destroy you.
Well, you know, that's another thing, you know, and this is what you were talking about. The Rams, yeah, you're right. They are a very fun team to watch when they win, but they are a very bad team to watch when they lose. You just, your whole day is over. I mean, your chicken is ruined. Your guacamole sucks. I mean, it's just, you know, like, guys, come on, man. You had it right there. Except for the referees, I'm sorry, but that, and the referee got busted because they showed the video. He did report. And you see all the billboard signs there in Detroit? They're saying,
oh,
Decker,
yeah,
reported. Yeah. Yeah, Decker reported and Lions won. And, oh, I love it. But no, that's, you know, but hey, look, Lions can overcome it. It, you know, if that would have knocked them out of the playoffs, oh, my God, that would have been horrible. But it didn't hurt him, thank God. But
I think this brings up an argument that, hey, we are in an instant replay era. Okay, let's just be honest. So if we can instant replay all this other stuff, the head coaches get red flags and whatever. Any type of touchdown has to be automatically reviewed. Then what about just a bad verbal referee call?
Yeah.
That you can verbally hear him make the wrong call and say, hey, it happened. It sucks. This is horrible. And instead of you penalizing Detroit, and giving them an extra 5 yards additional, say, hey, listen, we got the wrong call, folks, and it's now first and goal at the 2. And
well,
just, it's a replay. It's just a replay. Just, hey, if Decker doesn't want to be on this, it's okay, but whatever. We replay the – but you don't even penalize Detroit 5 yards.
Right. Well,
what is that about?
Well, no one's talking about the Browns, and we're going to get in that in just a minute, but because the Browns are the same. They haven't won a playoff game in eons as well, but no one's talking about them. They're only talking about the Lions, but we're going to get to the Browns here in a second, but I don't know.
I guarantee
you. But hold on a sec. Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Holy shit, it's Viper!
Viper, my good friend, welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Hey, good to hear you. In fact, I came in. I've got some sketchy cell service. I might be moving around to try and get a better signal. But Seth, well, from what I heard, was exactly on the mark with that Lions call. Never should have been a penalty. They should have admittedly screwed up. And although they already screwed the Lions by giving away the secret of the play, at least let them play it again, you know?
Yeah, that's all, right? And how is there an instant replay on that when you have audio and video?
Well, wait a minute.
The definition of a replay?
Well, here's what I didn't like. Is when the technical crew had to be in on this because they showed, but they only showed when, I can't remember his name, number 70 goes up, and as soon as he goes up to the referees, everybody disperses. So they're saying that, oh, see, he didn't report, but yeah, he already did. But now they got the video of him, you know, actually doing it. And since they knew that he did it, they should have contested it. It should have been a touchdown. But why can't you review that? I mean, or challenge that?
Well, no,
you know,
I mean,
he
can really get, we can go down this conspiracy theory.
Oh,
take you down this wormhole that you're not going to like if I tell you actual facts and stats on this stuff, because it could just be a common error mistake. And the thing that Detroit did unintentionally or intentionally was throwing Dan Skipper number 70 in there at the last second. And then
how do you not know that somebody comes up and says, hey, I'm reporting. I'm sorry, but you can't. That's not a common mistake. That's a deliberate mistake.
Dan Skipper actually is in the view of the referee. He is coming up at the last second, and somebody might have said, hey, number 70 is going to report so they can all go to the huddle and not go. I'm just coming up with maybe possible.
Well, the video shows 68.
Brad Allen is.
And actually reporting to the referee, shows him actually reporting to the referee. But see, they didn't show that on TV. They only showed the latter part. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why wouldn't you show the whole thing?
Another thing, the headsets for the Lions organization compared to the Dallas organization and the overall overhead PA system was decibels lower when they reported Dan Skipper number 70. I'm just saying, that's also a tidbit.
Well, thank God it didn't hurt him. You know, that's all I'm saying. But Viper, real quick, you know, like I was saying, and forgive my voice, I'm losing it again, but... You know, all this talk about the Lions and they haven't won anything and blah, 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 blah. Well, same with the Browns. And the Browns right now, they'll go in playing the, you know, the wounded Jaguars. And I think the Browns stand a really, really good chance of beating them. And the Browns stand like a good chance of, check that up. Seth, you got your machine there? Well, I'll try to check it. When was the last time the Browns won a playoff game?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up. But no, I mean, you know what I'm saying, though, Viper? No one's talking about it. No one's talking about the Browns. They're just sneaking up there and winning ball games.
Well, I think it's because, you know, everyone likes to talk about the flash of great offenses, and, you know, the defenses get overlooked in today's NFL, but you can't deny the Browns' defense. You can't deny it.
And Flacco, I mean, this is a beautiful story, man. I mean, Flacco one day's out in the yard, you know, tossing the ball with his brother. Mom comes out and goes, honey, there's somebody on the phone for you. Oh, gee, Ma, take a message. No, it's real important. Oh, okay. You know, so, and then now he stands a chance of winning a playoff game. This is beautiful. I mean, this is a Hallmark movie if there ever is one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And,
I agree.
Now, you know the Browns are going to be a wild card team. You know this.
Yeah.
Who in the AFC wants to play the Browns week one? That's the worst team you're going to want to play, because I will tell you right now, that defense, forget about Joe Flacco and this wonderful lovey-dovey, wonderful Christmas story. No, that defense is legit and real. And they
scary.
Will hurt
it
you.
It is scary.
And they will hurt you. Like, it's not like, oh, you know, if they lose the game, you will physically be bruised going into next week's playoff game. I guarantee you that. That's the Browns defense.
Yeah, didn't they have, they did have a pretty good team in the 90s there for a while. They had one playoff. I know they went in the playoffs. Wasn't that with Kozar? No. Yeah.
Bernie Kozar.
Wasn't it? I can't remember.
One the sidearm sling.
They were usually in the AFC championship game, and then they somehow lost it to somebody else. Buffalo.
No, they won a wild card victory against the Steelers in 2020. Wow.
We don't have to bring that up.
Well, I thought it's been longer than that.
Yeah, we didn't have to bring that up. Yeah.
Well,
I knew we were digging into the past. It's fine.
But they've never had a Super Bowl, so... But no, you're right, though, man. But but you know, I've always been a firm believer in football that, you know, yeah, you got a good defense, but, you know, if your offense isn't sparking, isn't doing anything, your defense isn't going to be, you can only keep up for so long, and it's going to give up. So if your offense is clicking, your defense is going to pick it up, because that's, you know, boom, they got a reason to pick it up, you know, because their offense is winning. Well, right now, I mean, you've got, you know, Flacco coming in, giving a spark. That's all they needed. Now their defense is back on. And, yeah, I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl, but I'm definitely giving them a playoff win. And you're right, Viper. I think that defense is going to do it. But with that little extra... All you need is that one extra touchdown, that one extra field goal.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, no, that's what I was just going to say. right now, San Francisco and the Ravens, forget about their offenses. They got some pretty good defenses, too. Just those two teams, number one seeds, as of right now. No joke.
No.
And I will laugh hard, and I mean hard, if by some miracle the Ravens draw the Browns, and the Browns completely shut down, and Flacco goes revenge mode and beats his old team. That would be a phenomenal story.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah, we're not even looking at the story plots for opening or, you know, possible playoff scenarios. Like, hilarious. I love it.
Well, it is 6:30. It is time. We got a lot to talk about. Okay, we all win. Let's see. Well, Seth went Pittsburgh. Me and Brother X and Viper all went Baltimore. And hey, Seth.
Is there a rationale, Seth? Other than you hate Baltimore and you love the Steelers, is there a rationale?
No. Baltimore has the number one lock seed in the AFC. So you're playing Tyler Huntley. So, yeah. Why are you really, like, worried about this game at this point? Even if it means the Steelers get in, which is so crazy because now if the Steelers do win, I don't know if they're for sure in the playoffs. But there's a possibility of three AFC North teams to get in. And I know the Bengals, I think, are 8-8 off the top of my head. I don't even know if they can get in. But AFC North, man, just telling you, that's real football, dude. Real football.
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier, I mean, the Steelers came to play because it means something to them. They at least have to win, and then they got to hope that a bunch of other people lose. But it doesn't matter, like you said, it doesn't matter to the Ravens. And Jackson, he's out.
Right.
You know, but I hope somebody beats them in the playoffs.
Oh, no. If this game was not the last game of the season and the records were very similar, there's
right.
no way in heck I would pick Pittsburgh. No way.
No.
I'm like, oh, no. Especially if the game meant something. At home in Baltimore? At home, Baltimore? Everybody talks about the Dolphins and the Cowboys and whatever teams at home. Baltimore home? Seriously. And if they no. have the number one seed, and they do, and it's locked up, I'm already putting down as my pick for the AFC Super Bowl seed. Period. Right now. Doing it right now. I don't need to lock the rest of it. They're going to do it. That's a
All
real
right,
team.
Seth, you got numbers ready?
Yeah.
Okay, give us the Houston Indianapolis game, which is coming on 15 minutes after the show tonight. Houston in Indianapolis. I think they favored Indy.
Yeah, so the 9-7 Houston Texans are playing against the 9-7 Indianapolis Colts. The Colts at home are getting 1 point, and the over-under is 47.5. And if you don't even watch the NFL or occasionally this, that, you want to watch a good game, this is going to be a great game no matter what.
Well, here's what makes it great is because Indianapolis can get in, and same with Houston can get in. If either one of them wins, and Jacksonville loses or ties. Now, there's a bunch of other ways Pitt loses or ties, and Indianapolis ties or wins. But, look, Jacksonville may get beat tomorrow. And the teams, this is going to be – it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I can guarantee you somebody, either Minshew or Stroud, is going to win the game. It's going to come down to the last second. So what do you think – what was the spread on that again, Seth? Seth?
Yeah, what were the points?
Seth?
Oh, you're talking about the point spread?
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah.
What was the point again?
Indianapolis at home is getting 1 point, and the over-under is 47.5.
It's a pick'em.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Viper, I mean, really, I mean, Indianapolis is playing at home. A lot of pros to both teams. I mean, if this isn't a pick'em, I don't know what is. But, I mean, whoever has the ball last, I think, is going to win. I mean, how do you see it?
I agree. I think, call it Minshew magic. He's been, I'll tell you what, he's been playing himself. If he wants to leave Indy, he's been playing himself into a starter role somewhere where he's needed. But I think I like Indy's defense a little bit better than I like Houston's. I think it's, the offense for both sides is going to be the offense. Indy's defense tends to be a little bit more aggressive on takeaways. They're usually good for a takeaway per game, and that usually bodes well for them, in the outcome. And they're playing at home, obviously indoors. I like Indianapolis in this one. I think that I think we might be starting to see why Philadelphia was so good. Since Steichen's come to Indianapolis, he's really done a great job with an offense that was really kind of piecemeal. You had Jonathan Taylor out for the first four games. Zach Moss was productive. You lose Richardson four games in. Minshew comes in. They're competitive. I just think that I think the coaching's better. I think the defense is better in Indy. I think they're going to take it.
Yep. Me and Brother Axe both went Indy only because we hate Houston. Seth?
And there's that.
Yeah. But no, I mean, look, it is a – I mean, either one of these teams could do it, whoever wants it. But I do like Indy is at home, and I just want to see Stroud get knocked on his can. So, Seth, what do you got on this? Houston or Indy?
I got Houston.
Good for you. Well, I can see it.
Yeah, no, it's everything that is culminating to the end. And yep. You're going to see why Gardner Minshew is a notorious great backup quarterback. And what is horrible for the Indianapolis Colts is they've had to go through all these crappy, weird situations in their quarterback situation thing for the last 5 years, and they've had a great team assembled around them. And this, it's going to bite them in the butt, and it's going to happen, and the Colts are going to win. I mean, the Texans. I'm sorry.
Well, that'll definitely change some things. Look, there's going to be a lot of hearts broken tomorrow and tonight. There's going to be some hearts broken. It's just the way it's going to be.
No, but I mean, like, literally look at what your season is in this game in your 9-7, I think both teams. 9-8, like, that's not a bad season in the NFL. And what could be even worse is you could win this game and maybe you still don't go to the playoffs and you're 10-7. And a lot of people don't remember 16-game seasons and only, you know, six-game team playoffs. But Castle leading the Tom Brady year that Brady went out the first game, the Patriots, I think, went 11-5 and they didn't make the AFC playoffs.
No, that was when Brady was hurt. No.
Yeah, think about that. How do you write mathematically as a fan?
Well, here's another. I'm not a real big fan of either one of these teams. Could care less, but it is going to be a great football game. It is very, very meaningful to both of these teams. This is the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. What are these numbers, Seth?
The 7-9 Atlanta Falcons are playing against the 8-8 New Orleans Saints. And the Saints are giving away 3 points to the Dirty Birds, and the over-under is 42.
Yeah, I like New Orleans in this. Brother X liked New Orleans in this. I guess Viper, they didn't like Ritter very well. They put him on the bench. And... So what's going on with your own team?
I really do think that's a coaching mistake. I think, you know, you have young quarterbacks, you got a little bit of a revolving door, and you kind of have to say, okay, someone has to be our future. And in doing so, you've got to accept the learning mistakes that goes with that. And, when you do that, you get a quarterback that either is going to continue to get better or you're going to find out if he's your future or not. And I think they're really making a mistake. They either need to turn it over to Ritter the rest of the year and be what they're going to be, or, you know, send them packing and go grab someone like Minnesota did with the Dobbs guy. You know, if you're going to just have this revolving door, I think it's a mistake.
Didn't these two teams recently play each other? You don't have any confidence, you know, and you're just saying, you had one bad game, we're going to pull you, and you're not perfect. You know, keep him thick and thin. Let's see what he can do. Finish off the season. You're not going anywhere anyway. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Yep.
So who do you like on this?
Boy, it's a tough call. I'm probably gonna go New Orleans just because I think, you know, they have a clearer identity of who they are. I think there are some leadership problems going on in Atlanta. I think the revolving door of quarterbacks has not helped the stability of the team. Carr's been in and out, not because of performance, but because of injury. And I think that, you know, the New Orleans Saints are just a little bit better put together as a team. So I'm gonna go with the Aints.
Aints. All right, Seth, you going with the Dirty Birds?
Oh no, I'm going with the Aints.
The Aints. I win the Aints. I'm marching in. Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a time, you know. I mean, again, I didn't like what they did with Ritter, and I didn't like what they did with the Giants. Did the same thing with. DeVito, okay, you had a bad game, but I mean, look, the whole team has been having a bad season. You finally got a little spark in your offense, and then you put him on the bench. You know, have you seen his agent? You might want to be a little, you know, a little more thoughtful. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing, but I didn't like that either. And they did the same with Howell. And, well, he was kind of sneaking up the joint a little bit, throwing a lot of interceptions. But he's a young quarterback. He's going to do that. And you're Washington. You're not going anywhere. Keep him out there. How's a guy going to learn? I mean, come on. But, you know.
I'm sorry, but is Peyton Manning the all-time rookie quarterback with interceptions?
I'm pretty sure. I think he's one of them up there. Aikman had some.
He's got to be up on that top of the list, but he's Peyton Manning, right?
You know. Well, I mean, nobody knows. But, I mean, you know, the Giants tried everybody else, and they weren't doing anything. No, but whatever. All right, next game. This is Cleveland and Cincinnati. Cleveland's already in. Cincinnati's out. It's an inconsequential game, but I do think Cleveland wants to go out on a win. I don't think they want to, you know, be one of those that goes in, you know. They don't know. Cleveland wants to win. They're going to play in Cincinnati, which if this was a regular season, you know, early in the season, this would have been a fun game to watch, man. So, Seth,
well, wasn't this the first game of the season? This was the first game of the season.
What?
These two teams were played in week one.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I know, but I mean, if this game was earlier in the season, meaning where there was Cincinnati had, you know, was still, you know,
but yes, I know what Viper's also saying. Yeah, this is an anomaly.
So, what are the numbers on this?
Yeah, they played the. They played the first game of the season. Now they're playing the last game against each other. It's just
right.
Hot.
Yeah, yes, I understand.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying if Cincinnati was more healthy and they were in contention and Cleveland was in contention, it would have been. But they ain't. So anyway, what are the numbers on this, Seth?
The 11-5 Cleveland Browns are playing against the 8-8 Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are giving away 7 points to the Browns.
Whoa.
And the over 37. And you're thinking to yourself, how could that happen? Well, I think Cleveland realizes they don't have anywhere to go in their playoffs in there. Wherever they're at, they're at. That would be my guesstimation with this spread.
That seems a little, I don't know. I mean, Viper, I mean, you got more knowledge of inside dope and all that. I mean, is there logic in that?
I'm not sure there is. I mean, that's the funny thing. You know, you look at Ravens and Steelers, and, you know, it's hard to predict because the Ravens' defense is still the defense, and the Steelers' offense has still been anemic. And, you know, they were tied 7-7 until a few minutes ago, and Steelers just scored. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that the Browns would be dumb to make this a throwaway game. I think they need to play it just like any other game they would. And because they're trying to go in the playoffs, they're going to get screwed. They're going to be on the road first. And they're going to have to, you know, this is in Cincinnati. They're going to have to learn to play teams on the road. This is a great opportunity to do so. I'm going to go with Cleveland just because their defense is better. And because, you know, maybe Cincinnati's going to tank a little bit for the draft pick factor. But I think Cleveland is going to want the chip on its shoulder, and they want to go in the playoffs, and they want to be sharp. So I think Cleveland's going to get the better of this one.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right here. It they got 7.5 now, and it opened up at 3.5. Well, the Bengals were always favored, but something happened where it went from 3.5 to 7.5. They're not playing a lot of people. Is that what's probably going on? Who knows?
Yeah.
No, but
well, Mahomes is sitting.
No. It's so weird looking at this last week. And realistically, if you're an owner, if you're a general manager, if you're a head coach, if you're whatever, you got to look at this stuff and say, hey, if we win or lose, how does that change our playoff position? It might not. So at that point, I'm resting people like everybody else that has a great position. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not breaking a player.
Yeah,
not one.
Still, I mean, it just seems a little, even if the Browns were going to be resting, I mean, it just seems, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a dummy, so I'm not an expert, but it just, you know. Well, we'll find out, but I'm going to go with the Browns, too. I'd like to see the Browns come out and actually play and screw all that resting crap. I hate that. Play, you know, get yourself, you know, going for next week. You don't have to overdo it. Don't have to kill each other, but, you know. Wow. All right, Seth, what do you got on this? Cleveland or?
I actually have Cleveland on this because I really think between Browning and Cincinnati and whatever and this and that, and it's still a great story. And my goodness, you guys have done great without Burrow. But this overall Cleveland defense, even if they rest a couple guys here or there, it's a real thing. And on top of it, normally what most people don't realize is the Cleveland-Cincinnati game that happens twice a year is a really big Ohio, state of Ohio, thing. And they usually go 1-1, and one of the games are normally like 12-15, and the other one's like 55-58. So I don't know what we're going to see here, but it's going to be real football. Both teams are really going to try. Cincinnati is not going to go down easy, but I still believe in that Cleveland defense.
Yeah, I kind of want to pick Cincinnati, but, you know, I don't want to see them win. Piss me off, but I'm going to stay with Cleveland. So, all right, Seth, Jacksonville in Tennessee.
The 9-7. Yeah, the 9-7 Jacksonville Jaguars are playing against the 5-11 Tennessee Titans. The Titans at home are getting 3.5 points, and the over-under is 41.
Yeah, both quarterbacks are out. Lawrence is questionable, probably won't play. Who knows? Levis is out. Jacksonville does
lose this win. Today, though, that Lawrence was going to play.
Said he was questionable and doubtful or whatever, but Jacksonville, he's probably going to play because they need this win. Jacksonville loses, they're out. They got to win.
Yeah, it's all or nothing for Jacksonville.
Yeah. And they can't be losing to Tennessee. Come on now.
Oh, no, but this game, they could totally lose to Tennessee, and it's at Tennessee, and you're talking about a hurt quarterback coming back in, hopefully, to make their playoff season possible. This is the absolute recipe for an upset.
Me and Brother X talked about that at length today, and could you see it? Yeah. Tennessee, could they be a spoiler? We ain't going, you ain't going, just like the Bears? Yeah. Yeah. What, Viper, do you know, what is Lawrence, what is it? His shoulder, what is it?
Who's that?
Lawrence. Lawrence.
I didn't think it was his shoulder, but they're real close.
An ankle injury, right?
Yeah, was it? I thought it was his ankle. Yeah. I thought they're playing
shoulder,
it real close to the vest on the injury, obviously, because they don't want people attacking him, you know?
It's a shoulder and the AC joint. What is that?
The AC joint is the connection between the clavicle or the collarbone and the humerus.
So you need that when you throw the ball, I would imagine, correct? That would be
that would
painful.
That would definitely impact your ability with a throwing motion, yes.
Just a little bit.
And if it was hurt, it would be very painful if you did throw the football, correct? I would imagine. Huh.
I think it might impact you, yeah, just a little bit.
So I wonder if they are going to put him in. I mean, he had limited practice on Friday, questionable for week 18. Well, I mean, literally, Beathard should be able to come in, and the Jacksonville Jaguars should be able to overtake the Tennessee Titans. They should be able to do it. But, you know, like was Seth talking about, that's got upset written, I mean, all over it. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance for Tennessee to be spoiler. And, you know, I mean, Mike Vrabel's not the kind of guy to call off the dogs. I mean, he's just not. And, yeah, I could see Tennessee creating a lot of fits for Jacksonville this week.
Well, Tannehill's getting a start. And like I was talking, you know, with Brother X, I was thinking, you know, Tannehill might be like, you know, screw everybody, man. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have me a good guy. I'm going to show the NFL I'm still here, you know. I mean, you could have a little bit of that.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, I think I might just...
They could have went and got Matty Ice. And, by the way, I should have mentioned earlier when we were talking about Indianapolis. Was it just me, or was it kind of crass of, I think, Fox, the Fox Sports, to have Matty Ice announcing the Indy Colts game last week? Did you guys notice that?
No.
No, we didn't get it.
They had Matty Ice in the announcer's booth for the Colts game. I'm just like, the team that cut him, you're putting him in the booth to do play-by-play.
Well, I thought that was cold.
I'm sorry. That was cold.
Let's think about ratings.
Yep. Why don't you bring Frank Reich back in and have him do the play-by-play?
Right.
Well, I mean, he does, you know, if he's play-by-play and he's got a game, the next game up is, you know, that's what it is, you know. It's like when you get traded, you got to go and play against your old, you know, team or, you know. But I know what you're saying.
I gotta believe though Jacksonville's gonna win the game. They have a lot at stake, and I think they're gonna be supremely motivated to try and finish that thing off. I think they're gonna win, but it's gonna be ugly, and they could easily lose that game. They could easily lose it.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot. Well, their season rides on it. They win, they move on. They lose, they dust off their, you know, their drivers. That's what's going on here. Seth, you going with your Jacks?
Before this conversation, I had them already circled. It was going to be fine. And I really questioned that even before I did it. And now, listening to all this sort of stuff and then realizing that NFL team that truly need to get a win to get into the playoffs guaranteed is 61%. And I think this is a divisional game with Tennessee. And I think Derrick Henry's going to have like 200 plus yards. I'm going Tennessee.
When's the last time Derrick Henry did that?
Yeah.
It'll be tomorrow.
Well, you know, Seth, I'm going Tennessee. I decided, just was talking earlier, and I'm going Tennessee for the upset. I think it's going to be a fun game. But no, look, another division game. There's a lot of them tomorrow. So, all right, the next one. God, my voice, man. I'm losing it. Minnesota in Detroit. Now, Minnesota needs this win. Detroit does not. So, does Detroit go out playing?
Well,
I think they do.
I think Detroit does need it, though. Let's hear the spread, though.
Yeah.
The 7-9 Minnesota Vikings are playing against
Vikings.
The 11-5 Detroit Lions, and the Lions are giving away 3.5 points, and the over-under is 46.
Okay, I'm gonna make a wager with Seth. I'm gonna make a wager. Seth, if the Lions finally break their playoff curse and they get a playoff win, you'll have to forego using the word lie downs for one season.
What do I get?
What do you mean, what do you get? If they don't get a playoff win, you can keep saying it.
No, you have to offer something. Yeah, that's not how this works. You know, I don't know if you're a Division I NCAA coach or something, but, yeah, no, dude, I have rights. Yeah, I'm not in debt prison in Britain. Well, it'd be England.
Well, let's find out from Lou. Lou, the Jets fan, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Captain.
So, how about the lie down?
Lou,
are you going to do it?
How about the lie down? Yeah, I think I do it. This is the best season since the dinosaur era ended. So, yeah, I think they got something here. Okay, just after the dinosaur era ended.
Well, they win a playoff.
They're not.
A long time
coming,
guys.
They're not booing. They're not booing. They're chanting Lou. Lou.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but what do you think? Will Detroit wins a playoff game?
Yeah, I do. First, I got something going here.
Yep, I do too. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, do they beat Minnesota tomorrow?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Minnesota is not the same team they once were. I think they're going to make mincemeat out of them.
All right.
I disagree with what you said earlier, Steve. The Lions do have something to play for. They can still get the second seed, but they got to win that game tomorrow.
to have a shot at it.
What I'm saying is they already won their division. They're already in. I mean, if they want that second, okay, great. Go ahead. I'm not saying that they are going to lay down. I'm just saying
they
could if they wanted. But Minnesota means more to Minnesota than Detroit, because if Minnesota wins, they need a whole bunch of other people to lose. But if they lose, they're out. See what I'm saying? But Viper, does Minnesota tomorrow, do they come out swinging and try to, you know, this is do or die? I know it's, you know, they're going up against Detroit and another nemesis, but.
Well, I mean, Detroit seals the deal for the division in Minnesota. Justin Jefferson went absolutely crazy. I mean, he was absolutely insane. I don't think the Lions fall for that again. Good news for the Lions, and not only tomorrow, but in the playoffs, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is back in the secondary. And, boy, does he bring a lot of attitude, a lot of athleticism, and a lot of swagger. And that's what they need. They need a little bit more juice to go into the playoffs with. They're without Jameson Williamson. Okay, he's caught a couple passes here and there. He's more the deep threat distraction. He's been more than that than anything. But for me, it's just the revolving door, you know, of quarterbacks that it's a mess in Minnesota. Do they want it more? I think they do. I think they want it more. But that quarterback situation is a train wreck. I mean,
well, Mullins is starting. Dobbs is backing up Mullins, and Jaren Hall is number three.
Yep. And that's probably a good call, because Mullins was pseudo-effective in Minnesota last 2 weeks ago. But, you know, I think
Dobbs, I don't understand what was wrong with Dobbs. What did he do? He had one bad game. Okay, you know, throw him numbers. What did he do?
He had two bad games.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
No, he started to get exposed, and that's what I mean. You can have the flash in the pan. You know, I think a Cooper Rush down in Dallas. Can he keep water out of the boat so it doesn't sink? Yeah, he can do that, but he can't float the boat like Dak Prescott. So, you know, like Minshew has been kind of a minor miracle. He's a backup, but he's actually made them competitive enough that they can make the playoffs. So that's a minor miracle.
He was a little bit of a backup.
Yeah. So, you know, I just don't think that it's going to matter on the game tomorrow. The Lions are on a mission. They're trying to prepare they're trying to get second seed. They want to make sure they bury Minnesota, and there's no doubt and nothing going into the playoffs. Now, the upside is if they lose, they haven't lost back-to-back games all year. So you would think if they lose to the Vikings, they're not going to lose again in the first round of the playoffs. You'd like to think that, but anything can happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit hammer down. Brother X, Seth? I know you hate the Lions, but...
I think if you could take the fury of the city of Detroit and say, even as a Tiger fan, Andreas Galarraga getting robbed of that perfect team, and you say he got 28 straight outs instead of 27, that's fine. What happened to him in Dallas? And this has happened against Skrota, and they know they can destroy him. This is going to be a massacre at Masada. So I'm going to Detroit.
No, and it's in Detroit. It's going to be a fun game. I'm going to love it. All right, now this is the first dumpster fire of the day. Jets in New England, why even bother? They should just cancel the game. There's no reason for this game.
It's basically a preseason game.
It's a Pro
It means
Bowl.
Nothing.
I mean, play flag football, for God's sake. I mean, come on. Play, you know, it'll be exciting.
This is the Paul Brady's, you know, Poinsettia Bowl of the NFL, right? I mean, play the day before. Play the day before Christmas. No, I mean, nobody cares. No one is going to be playing their starters. I mean, it's going to be backups. It's going to be it's going to be a train wreck.
The 6-10 New York Jets are playing against the 4-12 New England Patriots. The Patriots are getting 1.5 points at home, and the over/under is 30. And if you think that's wrong, please look it up.
Well, you know, here's the problem with these games because, you know, like Viper was talking about, you know that they're not playing anybody. None of the teams are going to go out. It's not a true contest. So how can you pick, you know, who's going to win this game? It's not a true.
But they got to play it anyway, you know. That's the problem. They got to play it.
I know. So, Lou, are you going to go with your beloved Jets, or?
I mean, because New England has been a joke all year. Hard to believe.
No, I think the Jets might have a little bit more of, hey, we just got to win another game. That's all we want to do. Just win one more game. And, yeah, Brother X went New England.
It is Belichick's last game, though, as a Patriots coach. It's
the
last game.
Yeah. I think
you think Belichick's done?
That's what I'm asking you. I don't think he's done. I mean, you know, it hasn't been that long since the downfall of, you know, the Patriots since the post-era of Brady. I think maybe he's got one more year in them. I don't think so. But remember, Black Monday is this Monday, so you never know who's going to have the chopping block.
No, he'll be with Washington next year. Or the Chargers. He'll be somewhere. But Belichick ain't done. He's still got 3 or 4 more years to go to beat
I honestly think if Belichick goes to Washington, it's a disaster, and there's multiple reasons for that, and it's not his fault. If he goes to the Chargers, I think
they're never going to win. The Chargers are doomed.
No. Yes. He has real hope there. He has real, especially with Justin Herbert, dude. Just there. Yeah. He's got a real quarterback again. Yeah, he'll be fine. When's the last time he had a real quarterback? Oh, Tom Brady.
See, he's still got a bunch of games. He wants to get Don Shula's record for the most wins, and he's still got 3-4 more years to go. He could have been really close the last couple of years in New England. He hasn't been winning anything. But so he's got to get the hell out of there. He's done. Everybody knows it. But
Don Shula had class, and stop wearing your hoodies. So don't worry about it. You know, stop crying.
Viper, does New England, do they go out swinging? Does Belichick pull out, you know, the video cameras and deflate the footballs? Does he go scorched earth just to get a win? Or does he just, like, not care? Or do the Jets, they go out, you know? What happens?
Well, Belichick's not playing the game. The players are playing the game. And it all depends on what the players, what their mindset is. I mean, I think the quarterback, if it's Zappy, he's got something to play for. He's trying to up his dollars. He's trying to up his stock. There might be some other players like Zeke Elliott might be trying to, you know, get moving on somewhere else. Some players on the defensive side of the ball, some free agents. It all depends on how motivated they are to get out of there. They know the season's a throwaway. There's questions whether Belichick is staying around. I mean, everyone knows Robert Saleh is not going anywhere. He's trying to build a culture. You don't want to piss him off. I mean, I think the New York Jets take this game for a variety of really intangible reasons. But, you know, the question's going to be is, what do the players in New England, what are they trying to play for? And they're not playing for, you know, anything from the outcome of the game standpoint. And, you know, there's a question of leadership going on of whether Belichick's sticking around or not. So as long as those rumors swirl, I don't think the players are all that motivated.
Yeah, well, they're just there so they don't get fined, and that's pretty much about it.
That's pretty much it, yes.
That's my feeling.
Seth, you know the Jets? J-E-T-S.
Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I just think the Jets are just, you know, a little bit of pride, and they want to show that, you know, we can still, they just want to win one more game, one more. And I think they might do it.
And this is without Aaron Rodgers, Jets. Wait, everybody, when there's an Aaron Rodgers Jets. Unless he blows out the other Achilles.
Well, look, he can actually come back this week. Did they throw him in there against New England, get him a little workout, or they say
no? No, heck no. No effing way. No,
yeah.
If the Jets were actually having a chance at a playoff opportunity, even if it was minimal, he'd be playing. But nope. Next year.
But I guarantee you this, if the coach went up to Aaron Rodgers and says, hey, Aaron, you want to go out? He'd be already out there. Absolutely. He'd go.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, I mean, it still makes no mathematical sense to do that.
Stupid move. All right, moving on. Tampa Bay in Carolina. Tampa Bay needs this win, and they should be able to overcome Carolina. And look, Tampa Bay, that's all you got to do to stay in. You're in now, but to stay in, you just need a win. And nothing else. Just win the game. I got to go Tampa. Brother X went Tampa. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
The 8-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing against the 2-14 Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are getting 4 points at home.
The panties.
And over under is 36.5.
Yeah, I think Tampa might get most of that 36. Well, Carolina does have a few, you know, like little sparks where you think, oh, God, man, they could actually, and then they don't. So, you know.
And that's the trash.
God bless them. All right, Lou, who do you got on this, Tampa or Carolina?
But Carolina's played like crap all year, so why should tomorrow be any different? It's going to be Tampa, and it's going to be a massacre. A massacre.
Well, look, I don't think they have enough to be a spoiler. I don't think Carolina does. If Carolina wanted to be a spoiler, they don't. I don't think they got enough to spoil it.
Do they got enough to show up?
No.
So.
And, you know, you've got Mayfield that, you know, he's got something to prove, and he can't be losing Carolina. And then they don't go to the playoffs? He can't do that.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Are you kidding me? Playoffs?
I think we
All right, Piper.
I couldn't resist.
You got Tampa or Carolina?
Well, I agree with Lou. I mean, I'm not booing. I'm chanting Lou.
Lou.
I'm a little shocked at the Buccaneers losing to the Saints. I have to be honest. That was really, really shocking. But in light of that, Tampa Bay managed to handle Carolina before. I think they're going to handle them again. And what's the playoff implications for Tampa Bay? They're in, right?
Well,
hold on. I got all that stuff right here. What is it? Okay. Tampa. Oh, let's get in the right conference here. How about that?
I just think you play to win the game.
Tampa Bay can get, excuse me, by a Tampa Bay win, they win and they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get a tie and New Orleans loses or ties. Or Tampa Bay ties, Seattle loses, and Green Bay loses or ties. So the bottom line is, Tampa Bay, you've got to win. You don't get a chance if you lose.
Right.
You don't have an opportunity if you lose. You could tie and still get in, but you need a whole bunch of other people to lose. So, you got to win.
You play to win the game.
Play to win.
And you remember. But remember, they thought they were a real on bar.
Well, that's Dennis Green.
I know. I just thought I'd add that one in.
I know, I do. Dennis Green, leading first to me earlier. That was great.
Real quick, so we don't run out of time. Seth, you're going Tampa, right?
Yeah, Tampa all the way. This is an easy setup when you're going to go to the playoffs and figure it out from there.
Yeah. All right, now this game, oh, my God, I've got the greatest chicken sandwich. I really should patent this chicken sandwich. And I stole it from an Italian restaurant, and I perfected it. And I'm cooking that tomorrow for my chicken dinner on Sunday. And the Chicago Bears are coming into Green Bay playing the Packers.
The Bears.
And the Chicago Bears are going to stick it to the Packers. If we ain't in, you ain't in. 2 years in a row, Green Bay, all they got to do is win and they're in, and they're going to lose. Last year was Detroit. This year is going to be Chicago. Seth, what are the numbers?
The 7-9 Chicago Bears are playing against the 8-8 Green Bay Packers. The Packers at home are giving away 2 points, and the over-under is 45.
Cool. Lou, how do you see this game?
Which one?
Chicago and Green Bay.
I never went with Chicago. I'm not going to pick them now, so I have to go with the Pack.
Ooh, the Pack. The Pack is back. Look, both teams have been improving in the second part of the season, towards the end, towards the end of the fourth quarter. They really improved. And no, I mean, hey, look, this is two teams that hate each other. And, this could be a lot of fun. Viper, what do you got on this? How do you see this game?
Well, I haven't been a believer in the Bears most of the season. Sometimes they burn me. But, with this game being in Lambeau, the Packers a little bit more motivated. Jordan Love is the better quarterback. I mean, I got to go with the Packers. I just think, I'm not a believer in Justin Fields. I'm not. Even he'll play good once in a while. The tools might be there, but I think just Jordan Love's a little bit more evolved than he is right now, and I think Green Bay is a little bit more of a complete team. So, yeah, I'm going Packers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, look, Green Bay knows that if they want to get in, they got to win.
Yeah.
And they hate Seattle, and they would love to win and knock Seattle out. But Chicago, you know, they're playing for spite. And that right there could go a long way. That's what Detroit did to him last year. So we'll see what happens. Seth, you going with the Pack or the Bears?
Oh, no. I like the Bears. And one of the things that I was really amazed by any team is they really didn't grab Montez Sweat. Chicago did. Yeah, it starts to look at what this dude has been doing with Chicago and why they're winning. I've got Chicago over this all day long. Not even a problem.
Well, I'm not a, like, you know, Viper, I'm not a big fan of Fields. I'm not a real big fan of Love either, but the teams, for whatever reason, have been playing pretty good. But I just want to see Chicago win. I just like that attitude. If we ain't going, you ain't going. And, you know, that kind of attitude right there, sometimes, it depends on the team, that can motivate them to win, you know. They got nothing to lose. Screw it. So, all right, next game, okay, we'll go a little rapid fire here. We're running out of time. This shouldn't take much. This is Dallas in Washington. Seth, what are the numbers?
The 11-5 Dallas Cowboys are playing against the 4-12 Washington football team, Commanders, Redskins, I don't know what to call them. But they are getting 13 points, and the over-under is 42.5.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Lou, I mean,
Cowboys.
I was going to say, you don't really have enough to go Washington?
I don't.
Viper, does Viper have enough to go Washington?
No, I'm not a believer in Washington right now.
Nope. But, I mean, Dallas, they're not going to rest everybody and let Washington walk all over them? No. Because Dallas...
I think they could start Cooper Rush and win.
I think so. They could start me and win. I mean, come on. Seth, you going with the boys?
Yeah, I got them on this one. Normally, I go with Washington in this exact situation, but this is really bad. So, Cowboys.
Well, here's another dumpster fire. Denver in Las Vegas. Seth, what are the numbers?
The 8-8 Denver Broncos are playing against the 7-9 Las Vegas Raiders, and the
Raiders
are giving away 3 points, and the over/under is 37.
Yeah,
the Raiders.
Well, see, it doesn't matter for Denver. Denver can't play for really draft picks because they gave them all to Seattle. So.
Yeah.
I mean, Denver is just, they are just on a sinking ship, man. I mean, they're the Titanic, man. They're at the bottom of the Atlantic right now. And the Raiders, God bless them.
You mean Russell Wilson isn't the answer? Let's ride?
Well, Wilson's on the bench. Now, I like Stidham, and I knew Stidham was going to win last week. And I was hoping they were going to start Stidham all season, but it took them week 16, but I don't know. I just got a feeling the Raiders are you know, they're starting to win. They like it. They don't really care. They're not going in, but, you know, they're starting to play together. And Denver is right now just, they're, I don't know. I don't know what to make of them. So, Lou, what do you got? Go ahead.
And I'm wondering, how thrilled are the Raiders? Clearly, Antonio Pierce, they're rallying around this guy after letting Josh McDaniel go. How thrilled are the Raiders that Mark Davis is talking about bringing Jim Harbaugh in? How thrilled do you think that team is right now hearing that?
That. Oh, man. Oh.
I'm like, here we got a guy that's actually getting results, that the team's rallying around. They like the guy. They like Antonio Pierce. And Mark Davis is talking about interviewing Jim Harbaugh.
Well, look, the same thing happened when they fired Gruden. They brought, what's his name?
Exactly.
They started winning, and then what did they do? They got rid of him, and they brought in somebody else that they had to get rid of. I mean, I don't know.
Daniels, right.
Yeah. And now do you think this guy, is he going to make it? I mean, now we're talking Harbaugh? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Harbaugh? Harbaugh? Harbaugh. I don't want to see him a Raider,
not
man.
John.
He's not Raider material. I'm sorry. Seth, correct me if I'm wrong. He's not Raider, right? He's not Raider.
Oh, no. And basically right now you just stick with Antonio Pierce. Let's just be honest. If you win this game against Denver, that is the one team you want to beat twice every year. Period. As a Raiders.
Yeah.
So, yes, Antonio Pierce, just stick with it. Give him 1 year, see what happens as a full-time head coach, and at the start. And if it doesn't work out, you know, Antonio Pierce, you're a defensive coordinator somewhere else in the NFL for the rest of your life. That's cool.
Yeah.
It'll all work out. But why would you bring in like a Harbaugh from college or this or that, especially the Raiders organization? No.
Well, all right. How about Belichick? Would Belichick go to the Raiders? I don't think that would be a good fit.
No.
I don't think that's an ownership coach matchup, no.
I don't think so either. I see that just
not it.
No.
Although,
especially because you're coming off McDaniels, who was a Belichick disciple. No, it's not going to work.
Well, it's like a Billy Martin Steinbrenner. No, you don't need it.
You're going to love this from a Raiders perspective. Watch him be the next Tom Flores.
Well. Didn't Flores, I know he came to Seattle.
Yeah,
didn't
we
didn't
see him. Yeah,
Tom Flores.
Yeah, you know, Kenny.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, all right. Viper, who did you pick? I need Lou. Lou, who do you got, Denver or Vegas?
I need to flip a coin here. No, I think I'm going to go with Denver.
No, Denver. Ooh. Mike Stidham. Viper, who do you got on this?
I got the Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders. Seth, please tell me you're not picking Denver.
I've got the Raiders.
There you go.
The Raiders.
And we all have the Raiders. Absolutely. Except for Lou. Lou's the redheaded stepchild, and he went with Denver. All right.
So don't now, you have red hair, Skeet?
What?
Don't you have red hair, Skeet?
No, but red hair does run in my family, but I don't have any.
That's Scottish, Irish, German.
My uncle's got red hair. My dad had a little bit. I'm blonde. I'm blonde hair, blue eyed, man. I'm as kraut as you could possibly get. You can't get any more German than me.
Obviously.
Means I'm just as drunk, stubborn, and pissed off as the Irish. So. All right, next game, Kansas City. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on with my throat, but Kansas City in Los Angeles Chargers. Now, Mahomes, he's sitting. I don't know what they're going to do. Tony, he's out. Of course, he's on his way out.
Right.
Kansas City, I think, is going to be resting a lot of people. I mean, what are the numbers on this, Seth?
The 10-6 Kansas City Chiefs are playing against the 5-11 Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are giving away 3.5 points, and the over-under is 35.
Man. I think even
that no one's playing on the Chiefs.
No one's playing on the Chiefs. But I still think they can beat them. Chargers are awful.
Oh, they got no head coach. They got no starting QB. Yeah, I even think the Chiefs backups can win this game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Chargers are a mess.
It's a hot mess for sure.
Yeah.
Lou, who do you got on this?
I'm going to Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City. Yeah, me and Brother X both went Kansas City. Viper, I take it you went Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah. Seth, who you got?
Yeah, I went Kansas City as well because even if they don't win, they know where they're at in the playoffs. They're just doing whatever they're doing for the last week, dude.
It
could help them a little bit maybe with that extra win. That's all it can do. You're not going to have a home playoff win for Kansas City. And this is the first time that Kansas City hasn't had a home playoff game. And most people don't realize that Kansas City in away playoff games, even with said quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he's never won an away road game. So there you go, people.
Yeah. Let's see, I lost my page here. All right, we're all going Kansas City. Now the next one, Los Angeles Rams at San Francisco. Now, the Rams might want to take it easy. They're all banged up, and they could use a break. But they don't need – they're already locked in the playoffs. San Francisco's got the home field. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
The 9-7 Los Angeles Rams are playing against the 12-4 San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are giving away 4 points, and the over-under is 41.
Yeah. Well, I still think San Francisco doesn't want to go in, you know, losing. And, you know, division game, come on, you can't be – no. San Francisco's going to go out and win this. They're going to do it. Lou, who do you got?
No doubt about it, 49ers.
Well, that's why you can do it. Viper, who we got?
Yeah, I'm going Niners. I think their defense is, you know, a notch better than the Rams. And And the Rams are in. They've been beat up for a long time. I don't think they really want to – if they've got their playoff position already locked up, they don't want to go in beat up for the playoffs. And I think they've been there before. So, yeah, I think the Rams maybe back it off a little bit. I think the Niners are better. And, you know, I think Kyle Shanahan – McVay's only 3-10 against Kyle Shanahan in the regular season, you know. So – kind of got his number.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. We'll find out. But, yeah, it only makes sense. The Rams, you know, a cup, he's out completely, though. He's out for the rest of the season again, isn't he?
Cup's done?
I think so.
Like, for the season?
I think he got hurt, like, 2 weeks ago or last week. He was out.
Wow.
Let me double check. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. No, Cooper Kupp. Oh, coach's decision now.
Uh-huh.
And same with
what?
Wait a minute. We got Cooper. We got Tyron Williams. We got Stafford. We got Aaron Donald and Ernest Jones. All coach's decision. So I think what he's doing is they're resting up and they're just saying screw it. You know, we're going to keep our good guys, the starters, we're going to keep them healthy. Playoffs, yeah. So. All right. Oh, come on, where's my, there we are. So we're all going, Seth, you going Frisco?
Of course. Yep. 100%. Yeah.
Well, here's another one. It shouldn't take too much. This is Philadelphia in New York Giants. Now, I know, Philly, you've had the last five games, you've lost four, but that's all right. You're not going to lose to the Giants.
No.
Especially since you want to have, you've got to win because you're still fighting with Dallas, and, you know, getting that division. So, Seth, what are the numbers on this?
The Philadelphia Eagles, 11-5, are playing against the 5-11 New York Giants, the G-Men, and the G-Men are getting 4.5 points at home, and the over-under is 42.
Yeah, and, you know, Philadelphia, they need a little more well, they need a booster game, you know, boost their confidence. And look, they should be able to do that with the Giants. You come into New York, you beat up on them, you feel really good about going into the playoffs the next week, and, you know, take care of business. So, all right, Lou, who do you got on this, Philly or the G-Men?
I go with Philly.
Philly it is. I'd love to see the Giants win. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm going to be rooting for them because I hate the Eagles, but I can't pick them. Can't do it. Viper, who do you got on this?
As sick as I am of the song, Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Yeah. Seth?
Oh, I've got Philly on this one, and I will find it really hilarious when New York wins this to not only make it a worthless game and to just hurt Philly further in their playoffs.
I know, I've been loving
it. But, you know, yeah, so I can totally see this happening, but I'm going to pick Philly because I should. Right.
Well, here's what would be great, because don't you remember the last time they played with DeVito? It was a couple of weeks ago, maybe two or three. Well, anyway, they do that Italian gesture every time they tackle him. So now they need to start DeVito again. DeVito needs to come out and spank him. You know, and he needs to do that hand gesture to them, too. Yeah. Every time he throws a touchdown. Oh, God, that would be fun game to see. So we'll find out what happens tomorrow. All right, next game, Seattle in Arizona. Seattle, I'm picking them because they should win, but I know Seattle, and I'm cooking chicken. I'm cooking a great chicken dinner for you. You've got to win this game, but we need Green Bay to lose. But so anyway, Seth, what are the numbers on this?
The 8-8 Seattle Seahawks are playing again. The 4-12 Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are getting 3 points at home, and the over-under is 47.5.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Seattle. I mean, even though I know Arizona, you've been playing pretty good, but Seattle loves to win in Arizona for whatever reason. They just do. Seattle, you know, this game is on the line. And something also tells me that I kind of want them to lose so they can realize finally, and I think they kind of did, but now that he's got to seal the deal, the Geno is not a $50 million a year quarterback.
Never mind.
Gone. Send him home. But anyway, Lou, who do you have on this, Seattle or Arizona?
I'll go with Seattle.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
He goes a bum.
All right, Viper. I mean, yeah, you can make a case Arizona could turn around and win this game, but, I mean, Seattle should win this game, though, right? I mean, by all the stats and facts and figures and all the data that is made available, Seattle should win this game, right? Viper? We lose Viper?
I think we did.
Viper?
Come on, wherever you are.
All right, Seth. Do we got Seth?
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, I was on mute.
You are.
My fault.
Oh. Well, what I'm saying is,
my fault.
Seattle should win this game by all facts, figures, logic, data, research.
Right.
Talent.
Yeah, I heard it. You guys just couldn't hear me. No, I regret not going. I almost went Arizona last week, and I regret not doing it because they won. I'm going with them this week. I got a funny feeling about this game. I think Kyler Murray's on a mission to say, hey, you guys all forgot about me. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to win the last game of the year.
Well, Seattle, you know, they love to choke, and they could do it.
Yep.
But who knows? But, no, I mean, I understand. I mean, and you're right. I mean, the Cardinals have been playing pretty good as of late. A lot of teams that picked it up. The Bears picked it up. Green Bay picked it up. A lot of teams. So, Seth, who do you got on this, Seattle or?
Yeah, Viper stole my thunder, but, yes, I got AZ as well.
All right. Well, I can't. I got to go Seattle. They're my boys. I got to, you know, got to support the home team. Now, this next game, and we got just enough time to talk about it, this is an awesome game. Because if Buffalo loses, there is a chance that they could not go to the playoffs. But if they win, then they win the division. This is Buffalo in Miami. I love this game. Seth, what are the numbers?
Buffalo is 10-6, the Buffalo Bills. The Beast.
The Beast.
And they're playing
the Beast.
11-5. Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins at home are getting 2.5 points, which I've heard the line change a little bit to 3. The over-under is 48.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to beef. I just think, well, Miami's a little banged up. Tua looks like he's a little questionable. they're already in no matter what. But I don't think they want to lose the division to Buffalo. So they're going to do everything they can. But I think Buffalo right now is, they picked it up. They found their mojo. And they are hot. And when you get a team that gets hot, especially towards the end of the season, and then they're going, that's a hot, that's a team, that's a dangerous team. Buffalo's a danger. They're hot. They're a hot potato. I wouldn't want to touch them. So, Lou, who do you got on this?
I got to go Buffalo.
Yep. I just love this game. Ah, hold on. Yeah, okay, Viper. I mean, yeah, obviously you can make an argument for either one of these teams, because both of these teams are, you know, and division and this and that. And, but how do you...
I forget. Where is this game being played?
Miami.
In Miami.
Okay. Well, Miami tends to do well at home. I forgot who was playing who where. But, no, this is your classic choice of surf and turf. Surf and turf game right here. The beef versus the tuna, the fins. I like Buffalo. Buffalo has, the best thing they ever did was switch OCs. That's when everything started to turn around. Yeah. Josh Allen has been on fire since that happened. They always had the defense. They've always had the pieces. But Josh Allen needed that change. He's run with it. I almost think the Buffalo's window has reopened to win a Super Bowl. They're under the radar right now. They're not in people's crosshairs. They're going to win this game. Miami's strength is the run game, and Buffalo's defense is really good against the run. So I'm going beef on this one, even though it's on the road. I'm going with the turf, not the surf.
Well, you know, funny you had mentioned about, because me and Brother X were talking about this the other day, and, you know, and I immediately picked Buffalo over Miami. I just got a feeling. But we were talking about Buffalo being this hot and going, hey, they stand a really good chance of being the, but they got to beat Baltimore somehow. Somebody does. But they stand a really good chance of going to the Super Bowl for the AFC, and San Francisco, I think, is going to take the NFC. But that would be a good Super Bowl. But,
yeah.
No, I think you're right. I mean, Buffalo right now, I mean, they're just they're unstoppable right now. And you're right, that offensive coordinator, everything turned around. Allen was a completely different guy. His attitude, and you watch him out on the field, the way he comes out and the way he moves, I think that was the problem.
Yeah.
So, Seth, who do you got on this? The beef? Surf for the turf?
Oh, no. This is going to be an amazing game. And when you're watching it, I think it is the last game of the regular season. So this will be fun to watch. I truly think, and it's going to be a long time, Miami fans, that you've seen anything positive, you're going to win. I got the Dolphins. I got the Fins.
He's going with the surf.
Going the surf. So we're all going, yeah. Lou, me, Brother X, Viper, we're all going the beef. And you're going fish.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what got everybody sick on airplane? Oh, that's right.
I was going to say, remember what happened on the movie Airplane, whoever had the fish zap.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, I love fish tacos.
What man doesn't?
Well, anyway, my voice is completely gone. We got through all of these. Remember that on Saturdays you want to watch Lou's or listen to Lou's show. The Enhanced Sports Show from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. Phone number is 512-543-4662. That's 512-543-4662. And then you're done with him, and then you listen to us, and then you can do whatever the hell you want. Go out drinking and whoring, whatever it is that you do that you do. But in any event, you get all the sports, everything that you need to know. We cover it all. So I want to thank you, Viper. I want to thank you, Seth, and thank you, Lou.
Thanks, Cap.
Anybody know the score of the Pittsburgh game? Is it over yet? Or
17-7.
Pittsburgh won 17-10.
Yeah, good for you, Seth. I told you that I was going to be rooting for him, but I had to pick Baltimore. But
That's fine. Yeah, no, now you want my allegiance and my pleasure. That's fine. No, I hear it. Thank you.
But, you know, I just wish the Ravens would lose in a, you know, they weren't playing everybody. I want them to lose in the playoffs. That's when they need to lose.
Yeah.
Really bad. But, hey, congratulations, Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I mean, now you're one step closer to a playoff berth here.
And doesn't Mike Tomlin stay above 500 with that win?
Couple weeks ago, dude. 16 seasons in a row, non-losing as a coach. 16.
Yeah, they're
that's impressive.
10-7. That's amazing.
Yeah.
No one ever thought Pittsburgh was going to be 10-7 at the beginning of the season. Like, what?
Oh, even last year with Kenny Pickett as the quarterback.
No.
Kenny Pickett, oh my God.
Seriously, Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches that you'll ever see in the NFL, period. Period. Done.
Well, they just gave me 60 seconds. So, again, I want to thank everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody, and enjoy the last game of the season. It's going to be an incredible day tomorrow, and we'll see you back here next week, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.